Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello and welcome to Season 2, Episode 25 of the Thistle Rugby Podcast, the only rugby podcast that cares about Scottish rugby. How are you guys doing? It's David here and I am on my own, unfortunately. I've been abandoned by Alan and Matt. You may remember last week that we reported that Matt had got engaged to his girlfriend. Unfortunately, that wasn't true and he's quite inconsolable about it. So what Alan's done is Alan's taken him away on a nice week away to help them get their head back together. So those two are away at the moment. So they left me on my own holding the mic. So it's going to be a little bit of a different episode for you guys this week. You may have seen on our Twitter account, what we've done is we've reached out to the only person who knows Scottish rugby and Italian rugby very, very well. Glasgow legend Simone Favaro has joined us for a quick interview. So that is going to be the main piece of the podcast this week. Sorry, we're not going to be able to do a full analysis or else you would just get me sitting here for half an hour on my own droning on about how many missed opportunities there were against Ireland. Thanks a lot for all of your support. There's loads of engagement on Twitter at Thistle Rugby Pod and on Instagram, Thistle_Rugby_Pod. And if you do listen to us on iTunes, we can't stress enough, please do get on there, leave us a 5-star review. A very short one this week from Steve Almost. He says, I like it. It's good rugby chat from some posh boys. So from one posh boy today, I'm just going to introduce my interview with Simone Favaro, who talks about his time at Glasgow, his wee Glasgow and his wee Scotland. And the state of Italian rugby. We'll be back next week with a full episode. Hope everyone's well, and Scotland come back with a 5-pointer from Rome. Cheers, guys. Thank you very much for joining us on the Thistle. How are things with you?
Oh, it's all good now. I'm living back in Italy. It's a new life for me. I'm doing the police. Actually, I'm being in a police base, so life is good. I'm happy.
And you're still playing rugby for the, is it the police professional team?
Exactly, yes. I'm joining the police rugby team and also I'm starting to join the police in the future once I will finish my career here in rugby.
Amazing. And are you missing Scotland?
A lot. I cannot lie, a lot. Still in my memory, I'm still in touch with my best pals over there and I'm still waiting to have some holidays to come back and join. I've been, back in Scotland a month ago, and I love it. I love it. I miss my wee Scotland.
That's amazing. And have you? I take it you've been watching the Six Nations.
Yes, unfortunately, because I'm an Italian supporter, but I'm watching the Six Nations, and it's amazing the performance of Scotland and of Ireland in the Six Nations. I think is unbelievable.
It certainly has been. I'd like to ask you about Italian rugby, and obviously because Scotland are playing them on Saturday in the final match. What do you make of this Italian team?
I mean, we are finding a balance. We have a new generation players, and they are at the moment not good enough for this tournament because, you know, the score talks, but as a supporter, I'm really happy to see new faces, and I will be much more happy when the results will arrive.
Exactly. And the work that Conor O'Shea has done with Italian rugby, is he having a positive impact on the whole of the game in Italy?
I think so, because we changed so many cultures, coaches in the past 10 years, you know. We had the French coaches, South Africans, Kiwi. Now we have an Irish with a British mentality, and is fixing the structures of Italian Union to get results and to perform better, because we arrived in a moment where we had so many old players, and we have to change a lot of players, and also the stuff with the Pro 14 it was new for us, so it's fixing a lot. It's building new structures, but you know, you have to wait times. We remember you are the perfect example for the way to follow. Right now we are talking about Scotland. If I think about Scotland 5-6 years ago, was one of the matches that Italy was able to play, and right now he's competing for the second position. So he's doing well. Let's see what happens. But you know, Italians, we are really bad at my cultures, and we need the result for the happiness. And otherwise, we go in trouble faster than the British people, for example.
That's really interesting to hear your perspective on. Looking at the Italian team from the last few weeks, are there any areas where you think that they can cause Scotland some trouble?
That's tough. I'm honest, and I'm talking as a supporter first, and I'm talking as a rugby fan. You know, the results of Scotland showed the bigger gap between these two teams. The tries that they scored, the tries that they receive compared to Italy. If someone that doesn't know anything about rugby looks at the statistics and they say, oh, they are two teams in two different levels. But, you know, I mean, Italy, I mean, the passion that Italians have can be a weapon for us, and we hope that we will support our national team to get a good result. And I think then Gregor, with all the staff, is doing a great job, and I think then the only area that we can compete against Scotland is the physicality, is the 1-on-1. I know then after then the way Max the Welsh match didn't show us good defense, but I hope that we will learn from our mistakes, and we will build a match with a big physicality, because that's the area that we have to attack Scotland. As our culture in the line out, in the scrum, and in the 1-on-1, I'm not saying that we are better than Scotland in that area, but we have to put our ability where we are good, where we are better. So let's see. my question is, we will do that for 80 minutes? That's the biggest question. And I hope then our stadium, our supporter will help our national team to do that.
Oh, absolutely. I know everyone's certainly looking forward to it. You mentioned him there. Gregor Townsend was obviously your coach during your time at Glasgow. What was he like to work under?
It was great. I arrived as a rugby player and I finished my 2 years in Glasgow as a rugby player, but also as a coach mentality. He helped me a lot, like helped all the other players of Glasgow Warriors to understand rugby, to understand why we do that movement, why we react, and the way that we react in all the situation. I think then he completely changed the culture in Glasgow first, and also was a big example for Scotland, and he showed that he is in the right way to be a great coach and maybe in a couple of years to be one of the best in the world.
Absolutely, and he is making a big difference on the way this Scotland team is playing. You've talked about those good performances. What have you liked the most about watching this Scotland team and some of your old friends play?
I think that the key things of Gregor's mentality is putting pressure, attack every time. Scotland, as Glasgow Warriors played, they attack with a ball and they attack also without ball. They don't. They want to put pressure for 80 minutes every time when they are defending, when they are attacking, and also when they are kicking. So, and that's the future of rugby. That's the way that the rugby is going. Pressure, speed of the line, tackles quality, and also skills quality. And Gregor is doing great about that.
Obviously, the Glasgow players that you used to play with make up the heart of that team. I mean, players like Stuart Hogg and guys that you know well, you must be delighted to see them going so well.
It was great. They are really quality players. They are working to be the stars in this rugby world. And I was shocked because I remember a lot of these players because most of them, they have my same age, and the way that they're growing up, the way that they improve in these years is unbelievable. I mentioned Stuart Hogg, I mentioned Finn Russell, but also we can talk about Tommy Seymour and also all the Glasgow, especially the Scottish rugby players. They can create momentum every time. It's like you have to be focused on them all the time, otherwise then they create something from nothing.
Absolutely. And this is a question that we ask everybody who joins us on the podcast. Who was the worst person to share a room with during your time at Glasgow?
Maybe I can say myself, because I'm quite boring. Once I'm in the room, I usually stay in my bed watching football, watching rugby, and then sleep. I'm not talking much in my bedroom, so definitely it's me. I've nothing against other guys. All the roommate that I shared the room was much more better than me in the bedroom.
I'm sure it's nice of you to say. And just finally, what's your prediction for the match at the weekend? Do you think it'll be a Scotland victory?
Why do you ask me this question?
I'm so sorry.
I'm crossing fingers for Italy because, you know, I still love Glasgow. I still love Scottish culture. It's a part of my heart. But I'm really proud to be Italian. But I'm honest, as a supporter, as a rugby player, I can say Scotland, I hope so much, then don't hate me, please, then Italy will win. But it will be difficult because Also, Scotland has the ambition to arrive second in the table. Italy has the ambition to win one of the matches, so it will be quite interesting. But at the moment, Scotland, we have to be honest, if I have to bet £5, I will bet for Scotland, because in this part of the Six Nations, and also in the November, they show a better rugby than us.
Well, we will take your £5, and I think I'll certainly hope that Scotland win, but I'm sorry I put you in that position.
Anyway, we are supporters of rugby. The important thing, it will be a good show for everybody, and people and family will enjoy the stadium.
Absolutely.
That's the most important things in rugby.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for your time and for joining us on the Thistle, and we'll hopefully speak to you soon.
My pleasure. See ya, and I give a big kiss to my wee Glasgow and my wee Scotland.
Thanks very much.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.